Random House Audio presents Stranger in Paradise by Robert B. Parker. Read for you by James Norton. Chapter 1. Molly Crane stuck her head in the doorway to Jesse's office. "Man here to see you," she said. "Says his name's Wilson Cromati." Jesse looked up. His eyes met Molly's. Neither of them said anything. Then Jesse stood. His gun was in its holster on the file cabinet behind him. He took the gun from the holster and sat back down and put the gun in the top right-hand drawer of his desk and left the drawer open. "Show him in," Jesse said. Molly went and in a moment returned with the man. Jesse nodded his head. "Crow?" he said. "Jesse Stone," Crow said. Jesse pointed at a chair. Crow sat. He looked at the file cabinet. "Empty holster," he said. "Gun's in my desk drawer," Jesse said. "And the drawer's open," Crow said. "Uh-huh." Crow smiled. He seemed entirely calm. But so much energy had been compressed into his physical self that he seemed ready to explode. "No need," Crow said. "Good to know," Jesse said. "But you're not shutting the drawer," Crow said. "No," Jesse said. Crow smiled again. It was hard to say exactly what it was, Jesse thought, but there was a vague trace of American Indian in his features and his speech. Maybe he really was Apache. "Nothing wrong with cautious," Crow said. "Last time I saw you was in a speedboat dashing off with a lot of money," Jesse said. "Long time back," Crow said. "Longer than the statute of limitations. I'd have to check."